partiality. My brothers and sisters, if you truly believe in our glorified Lord Jesus Christ, you will not discriminate between persons. Suppose a person enters the synagogue where you are assembled, dressed magnificently and wearing a gold ring. At the same time, a poor person enters dressed in rags. If you focus your attention on the well-dressed and say, "Come and sit in the best seat," while to the poor one you say, "Stay standing or else sit down at my feet." Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Did God not choose the poor of this world to receive the riches of faith and to inherit the kingdom which He has promised to those who love Him? Yet you despise them. Is it not the rich who are against you and drag you to court? If you keep the law of the kingdom according to Scripture, "Love your neighbor as yourself," you do well. But if you make distinctions between persons, you break the law and are condemned by the same law. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one aspect is guilty of breaking it all.